Welcome to the call sheet. This is John Donahue. It's not Keith Coogan. Keith is off for the next couple of weeks. He's visiting, I think, the Dalai Lama, he said. He's got had dinner reservations.
You gotta find yourself.
Sometimes you do, and Keith is off finding the Dalai Lama, whatever that means. I think that's going to be a movie. So I will be filling in for Keith while he is out, but I'm also joined by some very special people. And by the term special, that could mean many things. I guess that's up to you to decide. Judge for yourself. Let me start from left to right. I'm here with Stephanie Butora, a wonderful actress. Let's hear it for Stephanie. She was here last week with us. You heard her cough, I think, once. So she doesn't talk much, but she's perfect for
the radio.
Lets us talk.
Listening is best.
The very funny and deep-voiced Peter Miller.
Thank you.
I met Peter Miller
on a summer cruise.
We met on ChristiansMingles.net org.
Come on. Thank God. You know I'm a J-Date man.
You are. Was it J-Date?
I'm kidding. You know.
I would never. That's wrong. Peter Miller and I met. We were tour guides together at Universal Studios Hollywood, the only place where you can get fucking ripped off. Speaking of Universal Studios Hollywood, Robert Armour, hope I didn't offend you or get you fired. Robert Armour is with us. Very funny.
Yeah.
Robert Armour works at Universal Studios Hollywood. He's a bigwig over there, so I feel like I'm safe to say whatever I want.
It's true. I won't fire you. So.
You won't fire me because I was already fired.
Right.
In fact, I was the first tour guide to ever get fired twice from that place. It's a long story. I don't even know why I brought it up.
Twice.
They brought me into this bitch of a supervisor and hired me.
Right.
And well, she didn't hire me, rather. I was already working there for a few years. And let's say a year. And I had to go home.
Please don't
say anything. Let me wrap. It's only an hour show. I want to make this as short as possible because we have stuff to get to. I had worked there. And what had happened was I had to go home to upstate New York and to visit the family, see the family, take care of some business. Unlike Keith, who's he's taking care of business with the Dalai Lama. I was with my family, my Dalai Lama. The fuck am I talking about?
Please.
She gave me no call, no shows because she lost my leave of absences. So,
right.
I got fired. Then when she was fired, I came back and they fired me because another supervisor who was friends with her.
You do know normally we do charge $75 an hour for this.
Yeah, this is long. It should not start off the show like this. But Robert, I want to say Robert Armour, very funny.
Lay down on a couch. We could really get into the show.
We could. I love it. You really have a voice for radio.
No,
Peter Miller.
Stop it.
You certainly do.
Yeah, well, you know, there's many censorship people.
I'm embarrassed. I told
them. Do not want me on the air anymore. FCC has
no control.
Yeah. Mindy in the booth.
That's what's great about internet radio.
Yes. You know? I love that. That was not Stephanie. That was actually Mindy, who will be talking more than Stephanie
Mindy.
Tonight, thank God.
You might have heard me talking to Keith every once in a while.
Of course.
Hey, Peter, I was just going to ask you if you could maybe get a little closer to your mic I don't know if you're like experienced with the closeness.
I love
like
getting,
the mustache hairs tickle.
Can you just read? Read anything?
I'm just
like that.
Brush up against this.
Don't do that, Peter.
I'm gonna get real close.
Look what you asked him to do. Now it's sex talk.
How's this?
But this is good. This is good for our listeners. They need that deep voice. They need real.
Is this what you're looking for?
Ladies, sit on your subwoofers because Peter is talking.
Who's ready for some subwoofer rides?
Coming Universal.
That was so much better than my stupid fucking story that nobody gave a shit about.
It's all right. We've both been fired. I mean, we've got that in common. That's one the things we share with each other.
Should I get fired now? Like, I feel like
Studios.
I'm left out now.
Oh, Robert.
I was fired from Universal Studios as well.
You were fired? What were you fired for?
Oh, God.
Now, by the way, if you were fired from Universal or just want to talk about anything, our number is 1-800-893. Peter, just 1 second. Take your lips off the mic. 893-9562. So we'd love to have you call, and I'll try and figure this thing out.
There's so many people out there right now that really want to jump in on this conversation.
The way you're talking now, you don't talk like that in real life. It's really kind of, I don't know, it's weird. Sexy. Stephanie says it's sexy.
Glavin.
There it is.
Wow. It's
sexy. So
Robert, since you work at Universal Hollywood, why do people get fired so much?
multiple reasons, mostly just because we don't like them. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
No, for the most part, we have like a point attendance point system.
Do you think that works? Obviously, it doesn't because you have two unemployed actors here.
Yeah, we have a lot of people in just the studio that are not working Universal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. That's pretty much really the only reason.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I'll leave now.
This is exciting. Robert was actually, can I bring up your story? I know Robert because we did a play together, and yep. I always razz him about this.
Indeed.
It's not funny because I've been cut out of stuff before, too. Robert was in the movie Holes.
I was, yeah.
Robert was in Holes, and you played Dewey Fuck Little.
Yep, that's the one.
What was your character name?
Derek Dunn.
Derek Dunn, and yeah. You were the school bully in the movie.
Yep.
And what happened?
You know, I actually found out on the red carpet.
For another movie or for Holes?
No, for Holes.
Were you working the red carpet? Were you actually attending the premiere?
I was actually working. No, okay. I was actually walking.
You were sweeping.
It was, and I was 14, and I was trying to figure out why nobody, like, I'm like, why does nobody fucking know who I am? Like, I have a handler, I have everything, and then Andrew Davis comes over and says,
The director, Andrew Davis, of The Fugitive, which you were also cut out of. Weren't you Harrison Ford's left nut in that movie?
I was Derek Dunn then, too. It's weird. I didn't get to really do much more than just that character.
Wow.
And then he was like, you know, we talked a little, and then he says, you know, oh, by the way, I cut you out.
Wait, that was how he said it to you? Yeah. I cut you out of the movie.
Sorry, Disney didn't think it worked, so.
Didn't think you worked or it worked?
The character worked.
Now, what goes through is terrible.
That's brutal. That's got to really knock you down.
Was Shia, like, walking by you going, hey, man, why won't they let you in? Well, no, what's going on?
I loved his hair back then.
I got
great hair.
Who, Robert's hair or no, Shia's hair?
It was great. It was nice. I had a nice curl to it.
So, Robert, what... You can take your voice away from the mic
really
again.
Getting very excited over here.
Robert, my question is, what went through your mind at that moment? Take yourself back.
Okay.
Take yourself, everyone.
Close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
And hold Peter's hand.
Okay.
I don't do audience participation.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to that day at the red carpet when you were parking cars and you parked Mr. Davis's car.
Yep.
And he says, oh, by the way, you're not in the movie.
Yeah.
Have this washed. What were you thinking? What went through your head? I mean, obviously you were crestfallen.
Yeah, I mean, I just sat there. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was what I did. Like, I thought it was my acting, you know, which it could have been.
I've seen you act. Trust me, it was your acting. No matter what he said.
Yeah, no, it was...
They bring you down nice and sweet, you know? Yeah. They don't go too harsh on you.
Right, no. It was, it was crushing. But, I mean, I still went in, watched the film and all that. Bullshit,
you watched the film, but were you really watching the film?
Really
or were you like looking at Andrew Davis going, I'm going to fucking kill you?
Still went to go see this, even though you you were done. You were
gone. I got invited, and I was already done.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't have had the hook.
That's the worst part.
The
you were 14 years old. And what are you now? 17?
17.
You're 17. Robert is actually 38 now.
How old are you, Robert?
27. I'll be 27. I'm giving birthdays now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should never say your
So you watch the film.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you in this business.
Yeah, I know.
Are you listed on, what are you listed on IMDb as then?
I'm not. I'm fighting with IMDb right now because I have more credits than just Holes and they said that there's no W-2s.
What are your other credits?
I have, what else do I have?
I
have
love
Friday Night Lights.
What's it?
Friday Night Lights.
What'd you play in that?
Show.
Derek Dunn?
I played Derek Dunn.
Okay.
The Fugitive, Derek Dunn. Titanic.
The one
I remember Derek that. Dunn. Yeah, it was good.
You
was
were
good.
In Titanic?
I was the iceberg of Derek Dunn. I did Friday Night Lights, and I did American Dreams, the TV show.
What'd you play in that?
I played Nurse School Bully.
Wait
a minute.
For like 13 to like 18, that's all I ever played.
It was a nurse schoolboy combined? Is that what you said? A nurse schoolboy?
Peter.
Another. It was another.
It was another.
Yeah,
school
another.
Boy.
Yeah.
That was Stephanie, by the way. That's the last time you'll hear her tonight.
Oh, she's doing a good job.
She's trying.
Thanks for coming out.
So, wait.
You have no idea. With the three of you.
Sorry.
Wow.
Well, Stephanie, you have the most beautiful voice in the room. We should hear more of that.
By the way, that was so Mindy again. That was not Stephanie. Let's hear your voice, Stephanie. Let's hear your voice, Steph.
Oh, hello, everybody. So nice to be on the air with you tonight. I love doing the show here and coming out. You know,
Stephanie,
I love talking about fashion.
Your accent really comes out on the radio.
But you know, it's like when the lights in the studio are really nice tonight. They bring it nice and dim. I like to feel like the music inside of me take control a little bit. So, you know, I like to do in this talk what I got to talk about.
Can you say taco flavored kisses?
Oh, you like taco flavored kisses? Come here, baby. Come here. I'll give you some kisses with my...
Peter Miller, everybody. The many voices of Peter Miller. Call in 1-800-893-9562, somebody.
I'll do any impersonation.
For 50 cents, he will do anything. He'll literally do anything.
Seriously, come down to Skid Row Studios.
He'll do you.
I'll be in the back alley. $5 to look at it.
Well,
$10 to watch me play with it.
The reason why it's $5 to look at it.
It's the Dirt Diggler policy.
You have to pay $5 to park.
Just
I felt horrible.
I can
redeem that. I can stamp it for
you. Well, you're the idiot that parked $7.
Well,
right next to the lot, and if you just look across the street,
okay,
it's $5 lot.
Peter,
and I am a bargain kind of guy.
Some of us can afford convenience.
Not me.
I didn't want to cross the street, hence risking my life to get hit by said automobile or random homeless man running by us with a cat in a backpack, which is what we saw tonight at the 7-Eleven.
You cannot get a cat in a backpack.
It was a cat in a backpack.
Which didn't open its eyes.
Neither did the man carrying the cat. We're not sure, but the cat kept its eyes closed, like tightly closed, like when you're on a roller coaster and you hate roller coasters. That's how tight this cat's eyes were closed. I'm not sure if the guy jammed the cat's eyes out so it couldn't jump in because it wouldn't know where it was going. It stays in a bed in this guy's backpack. And he kind of brushed by us at the 7-Eleven. We're like, can we buy beer? He says, no, the guy who worked there, not the homeless
the
man.
Homeless guy.
And what did the guy say? He says, we can't sell beer at the 7-Eleven because downtown.
Yeah, because something about the city. It's not homeless people were coming in and like taking it.
Yeah. Did you tell him you were Derek Dunn?
I told him I was Derek Dunn. I was in
that
Titanic and The Fugitive and did nothing. He didn't know what those were anyways.
He didn't care.
He thought I was hitting on him.
Funny enough, the cat had a beer. Which I thought was interesting. A little can of cat beer. I don't know how that works. I don't even know what the hell that means. Robert, let's go back to your credits.
Good, yes. Yeah.
I find this very fascinating.
Yeah.
That you were in a major movie. You got to the red carpet.
Yeah.
And geez, fuck you, you're not in it. Park my car. Now, what else were you in?
Like I said, American Dream.
I heard
TV
that.
Show, yeah.
Keep going. You said
that's
you have a long list
it.
Of credits.
I don't have a long list of credits. That's
but it. Now you are happily employed at Universal Studios Hollywood, where Peter and I were summarily dismissed.
Before I was there, obviously.
Summarily dismissed.
Yeah. See, if I was there.
Still have night terrors over those years.
Peter, why were you fired?
Come on. We know this. Everyone out there knows this story.
I don't think anybody knows this story.
It's written on bathroom walls.
Why were you fired?
I gave one of those tours that might have been a little bit off the cuff, you know. Just I like to have a little bit of fun while I was out there.
Describe fun. Give me a fun moment with Peter Miller on a tram. If I'm an unsuspecting tourist from Maine,
it was just all about the shtick, you know. I like to be a little bit of a smarmy play, that Hollywood tour guide element up, and the guests loved it. But basically, one time, apparently, I gave a tour and I got done with it. Was called immediately into the office, and apparently some sort of high-ranking Universal employee, I'm not quite sure who it was, but apparently was on the tour, and immediately said, get that guy the hell off of those trams. So, you know, I took a little bit of a hiatus, came back, and they're like, can you stick to the script? And I, you know, really couldn't, said that I couldn't. I played fair for about a week, and then went back and, it did not go well. I think I pissed off another tour guide with messing with their tram just to kind of give them a little bit of a hard time, and they ratted me out, and that was the end of that, you know. It was one of those things, because I gave a hell of a ride, and I like to think that, you know.
I've heard that about you.
Well,
Peter is a hell of a ride.
Depends on who's saying it.
Okay.
But no, it did not go well. But there still is, I like to say, because I know we've got a good buddy of ours, Mr. Jeffro G.
Jeffro G. Hutchinson.
They still talk. about some of the tours. The drivers couldn't get enough of me.
Yeah, because there's a driver, the unions, for those of you who don't know, there's drivers for the tram, and then there's the tour guide. And
the tour guides hated me.
Yeah, yeah.
Despised me.
The other tour guides or the drivers?
No, the tour guides. They couldn't stand me.
How do they know? They're not even on the fucking tram with you. This is the driver.
No, because I would tell the drivers to block the other tour guides. Stop them in alleys.
Why would you? Wow. Why would
force
you
them to talk a little bit more about a certain area?
Your certain area, or what are you talking about? Are we talking anatomical certain area or a certain area of the tour? Because that's ground for some human resources.
No, that's why I got fired from Victoria's Secret.
Wow, Stephanie, what do you have to say about that whole thing?
It was very nice, you know. I go to Victoria's Secret sometimes, you know, to get some sexy lingerie.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you. That's enough.
And my question is, have you been back to Universal Studios since then?
I can't. It's hard. It's so hard. No. You know, I think I went once.
When you first said I can't, I thought you were saying, like, I'm literally not allowed to go.
I'm not right. No, yeah. There's several places.
Your picture is all around.
They're in Papa John's. I'm not allowed anywhere near.
I don't even want to know the Papa John's story. I don't know.
It's best to move on from
Did
that
Did you work
one.
At Papa John's?
No. Never was there, but it's a long story.
All right. Well,
involves a complaint, and
I think Robert, this is your lucky. Not Robert, sorry, Peter. Pizza. Your eyes had me. Your sparkling eyes, Peter. This is your lucky night because Robert is going to hire you back.
Yeah. No. Yeah. What do I have to do?
You are going to run downtown. You're going to take a group of 174 people.
Yeah.
And just give a tour for downtown.
But they have to be homeless people. You
have
give
to be
a tour
homeless
to.
And at least, one, not cat. Gonna,
at least one cat. At least one cat. One blind cat.
That is not going to be an easy wrangling session.
I know.
To try to get those.
It's a lot of work. I mean, you did some shit down there.
It would be easier if I could just say I was going to do the Harlem Shake somewhere. Everyone would come out for that, and we'd be fine. So.
Guys, I want to switch gears here.
And girls. Don't forget, we still do.
Guys and girls. Well, hi, Steph. How are you, dear?
Even though I'm okay with guys being used as a universal term. I think guys can be used for universal, but there are some females.
Stop saying universal. We've given them enough plug. By the way, ride that Transformers ride.
Hey-o.
I'm not a guy. Don't say it.
Stephanie, you've worked at Universal. Have you? Probably not.
I like that's your segue.
All right, that's enough from Stephanie. Do you guys
improvisational lessons.
Speaking of Stephanie, we watched with Peter, we watched the Oscars last week. And
you two did not shut up the entire
time. We talked a lot. John, fucking drunk. Oh my God,
that happens.
We were so drunk.
It was not very a very talkative. Good show.
We're talkative.
Can we still talk about the Oscars? Are we way past
that? We were talking about that.
I feel like that's so long ago now. In this day and age with technology.
But that was last Sunday, and here we are a week later.
Let's not even
talk about the fucking Oscars. Let's just talk about, I just want to say fuck because we can say it. I just love the fact that I can say it and other people.
John doesn't say it outside of the studio.
I don't say it outside.
So.
Like once I walk out of here, I am.
Fuck shit cancer balls.
There you go. Wow. My apologies to cancer
anyone with testicular cancer out there, I should probably.
Peter.
Oh, the phone lines are lighting up now, folks.
What, huh? Peter, you don't like Seth MacFarlane.
No, I'm not a fan of him.
Tell me why, because I thought he did a fine job.
Honestly, I think the best way to define Seth MacFarlane, I really honestly think that anyone out there that's fans of the old South Park.
Yeah.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone, they nailed it the best. They had a two-part episode where they basically define Seth MacFarlane's comedies, where it's just, let's take a bunch of random things in the world and we'll just put them together and somehow that will be a funny moment. Mm-hmm. Like, here we go. Henry Winkler, shoe store, Tahiti. And there you go. They got Peter Griffin in a flashback with Henry Winkler.
And I would
in
laugh
a shoe
my
store
ass
in Tahiti.
Off.
And yeah. there's your
then
joke.
You like him.
I do.
Stephanie, you like
comedy.
Seth?
There's no setup. There's no build up for comedy.
I thought the awards were fine, but I'm not a fan of Family Guy, no.
Oh, I am not. But you like the Star Wars
parodies. I liked Star Wars very much.
Peter, you don't like the Star Wars parodies?
They were all right. It's like I said, I think American Dad, honestly, I'm probably one of the few people that actually thinks that's actually a hilarious
show. I've gotten into it. It took me a while.
And I think that's because it's actually got a plot to it. There's actually writing in there. There's actually a buildup for jokes.
Are you looking for a fucking plot in Family Guy?
Yes, I am.
Are you serious? I'm looking for...
I want something that means something.
I don't find it funny.
Oh, come on. What about... I love 80s, the pop culture references, the fact that he puts them in the show...
Plus, he's a closet Republican. I mean, I don't even think he's closet.
God. I'm looking for entertainment. I'm not looking for politics.
He doesn't even play the fence fairly. That's the problem.
Well, maybe you should climb over the fence and join us. I don't know what the fuck that means.
What does that mean?
But here's the deal.
I ripped open my inner thigh.
Wow.
This was a Papa John's story.
Was that an American Dad reference? No. I don't know. Somebody please call in 1-800-893 feed the children 9562.
I'll be right back.
I love Seth. I thought he was funny.
Oh, you're on a first name basis with him now.
He might call.
I didn't realize you guys. That's my favorite thing about this town. It's just like, oh yeah, I know.
Mindy, is Seth on the line yet? No, not yet.
We might have lost him.
We might have lost Mindy.
I'm sorry, he's not.
Okay, Mindy did actually look. I saw her.
Mindy was usually checking. There's flashing lights. I thought maybe I missed the flashing lights in my face.
She was looking behind her. She's not in here.
We're off the hook again.
Mindy, how? I got to know, because I'm insecure. I'm an actor. How are we doing so far? Am I better than Keith?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a loaded question.
Now Keith is going to call. Keith, that number is 1-800.
Yeah, he's like,
but equal.
Thank you, Mindy. Aw, let's hear from Mindy.
Hey. Yeah. It's a good thing to be. It's not a competition.
You know, it
acting.
Is. Actually, it is.
I don't
is.
Think it
John,
should be.
It's a competition.
That makes everything a competition.
That basically is like the same thing as like when you're set up with someone and it's just like, oh, she's got a great personality. You're going to really get along with her. It's like you're doing a great job.
Wow.
Not quite there.
You guys are doing great.
Thanks. Every 10 minutes, could you please say that?
Okay.
Thank you.
Just let me remind you, you guys are doing great.
That's great. Hey. Just say
John
it randomly.
Needs that constant reassurance. It's part of his daily routine.
Oh, actually when
he wakes up in the morning, he does his
that's me. I'm out there. I go, hey, John, you're great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
We do that when we watch movies. And
Jesus, I wish I had Peter's voice.
So proud of you.
You know, if people did that a lot more, like just stop. Like sitting around like, oh, I'm going to text 5 of my friends and tell them they're awesome.
I'm doing that right now.
Oh, there you go.
Such a better place.
I'll do that right now.
Mindy, I'll give you my number so
and
I can.
And buy the world a Coke.
You can text me.
I might have it.
You might. Just, well,
I'll
I want
to save it.
All right. Thank you.
Nice.
We'll be Facebook friends.
Stop
it. Oh, yeah,
this is working out.
I'll learn your last name.
I hope so. Donahue, like Phil, but not related.
Donahue.
Thank you. Gosh. I've only been in here 7 times. But it's okay. I've never walked around going, hey, John Donahue.
Yeah.
That's awkward. All right.
You don't do that here?
Not like you do at Disneyland.
Yeah. No. Or, yes. Do I do?
John loves to throw around his name.
X-nay on those. I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
I'll tell the story. All right. When the World of Color opened, it was new to the world. New to the fucking world. All right? I didn't want to wait behind 75,000 people in order to not see this big water spectacular they have at the California Adventure with projected images of all your favorite Disney
It's a phenomenal
films.
Show.
You like it. I don't like
Start
it.
Start to finish.
I don't like it. Well, here's the deal. I had a friend I wanted to impress my friends who was in from out of town, and I had a movie that I had voiced a character in called Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2.
Hotel for Dog 6.
No, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. And I literally went up to the greeter, the person who lets people into the VIP section, and I said, hi, I'm sure nobody will tell you this ever. So you kind of have to believe this because where the fuck would I come up with it? But I didn't say the F word. I said, I did the voice of Antonio in Chihuahua 2, which is coming out. My friends are here. Would it be okay if we went to the front? And she thought either she felt sorry for me, what a freaking loser, or B, I got to believe this guy. Who really would come up and say this? And we went and saw the show, and we got like
that.
Right up front. You should just, if you want to go to Disney, just say, hey, I'm in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3. Or make up 4. I'm in 4. I'm in
Chihuahua
4. Have you
ever seen 4. Up 4?
I thought they killed you off.
Hey,
I thought
we have a caller.
What?
We have a caller. Hi, caller. Caller.
They disappeared.
Oh, no.
Was it when Peter started talking again?
Did you hit the button?
I didn't touch anything.
Okay.
Was I supposed to hit the button?
Are you sure they didn't think this was the sex chat?
No.
They might be calling back.
Now, am I supposed to
do
anything?
Find out.
Supposed to click it.
They called back. You're not supposed to click it.
I'm not supposed to touch anything.
Caller, are you there?
Touching myself.
I am here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you guys?
Good. Well, who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Melissa from Oral Simulation.
From where?
Wow.
Where are you from?
I'm from your show, from the show on Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
Self-promotion.
How are you? Yeah, plug away. What's going on? Do you have a question, comment, or concern, or do you just not like Peter?
I love Peter. I think Peter is amazing.
He is amazing. You should
so
see him. I want people to send sketches in of what they think he looks like. I don't think they're going to match that voice to any picture they can draw.
Ever works quite out like they imagine when they hear the voice and then they actually get the gray package. They're like, oh, that's.
So, Melissa, hearing Peter speak, can you describe what you picture Peter to look like in your head?
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Can I hear Peter say a sentence?
Say something sexy, Peter. Today.
These tacos are making me thirsty.
That happens.
That was wicked sexy.
Was somebody holding up a cue card with that?
I was waiting for the tape to roll.
Now, what do you think? What do you think Peter looks like? Please describe that man's face.
Oh, gosh, I'm definitely seeing tall, dark, and handsome.
No. Cut off about six inches. No.
Does he have a total radio face?
No, not at all. He's got
a face only a mother could love. I'm sure if she ever finds out that I did a internet web show, she's going to just be rushing. She's going to be, why didn't you tell me?
Almost sounds like Stephanie.
He doesn't look like...
No, totally different than Stephanie's voice. How dare you, sir?
He doesn't look anything like you just described. Now, you get one more shot. I don't know what's going to happen to you if you don't get it. There's really no consequences.
Hopefully some oral simulation.
Is he like the little bald guy from Seinfeld?
You got one of it right.
I have still got a full head of hair.
He doesn't like to be called little.
And I'm not overweight at all.
Not at all. He's in fact
extremely petite.
Wait, how about, say one more thing for me.
Say something sexy.
Why don't you pick a sentence?
The elephant at the circus is turning me on.
Okay, I'm getting something else in there. I'm getting ginger.
I'm thinking of
ginger. What'd you say, loser?
Ginger. A ginger.
I say loser.
My little brother got the ginger gene. I did not. You know, it skips.
You're not ginger.
I'm not ginger.
No.
I'm a nice,
Peter is 6'2", African American.
With a peg leg.
And a cat. A dead cat, though. It's definitely dead.
And a backpack.
Please.
And he tries to feed it.
You know how I feel about death.
No.
Please don't make jokes about my cat and death. I'm out of here.
Your cat's not dead. Your cat didn't die, did it? Did your cat die?
God, no, but still. You saying that, now I've completely been brought down.
Jesus.
And now I'm thinking about that time
I'm going to
wake up one morning and I'm going to be like, hey, Marnie. And she's going to be like, Marnie. I'm going to nudge. Great. You just totally brought me down. Thanks a lot, John.
What if your cat wakes up one morning and you're dead?
You, sir, are a son of a bitch.
Your cat wakes up and you're dead and he's like, Peter.
She'll probably start eating my fingers.
That's what I'm thinking. The cat will eat you.
She'll just start eating me. If I die alone in my studio apartment and before
you
my
cat. You had a girlfriend actually gnaw on you once, right? Because she thought you were dead.
She thought I was dead. That happens to me a lot. You know, I get into a comatose state, so, you know, okay. I'll stay up for days, and then all of a sudden, I'll sleep for a good 46 hours. They don't even know. They have to just text me up, make sure, put the mirror under my nose, make sure I'm breathing.
Cats can't put mirrors under your nose.
So. Right, because she basically is the only person that comes into my apartment.
So you have a show Wednesday night?
I do. We talk about blowjobs.
Are you serious?
Wow.
You guys should tune in. I do the sound on that one.
Do you really?
Oh.
What's the sound?
Well, you hear her voice there.
Oh.
And then she has one of her Asian men as her co-host who also has a deep, sexy voice.
Oh. So wait a minute. This goes on right here where I'm sitting?
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's
right
got
now.
A lot of stuff
wow.
going on.
On this
that
table,
studio.
On these microphones
We're
right here?
We're supposed to wipe this table down with
should
the handy wipes.
Should I put some saran wrap around this microphone head right now? Should I really be making sure about
this? Somewhere on that table
has been
lesbian fisting.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
That's actually Stephanie's favorite episode.
Though. Oh.
All right. I was wondering about the gigantic jug of Purell in the corner.
Robert, you shouldn't have put that burger down on the table.
That was not
a good
idea.
You probably shouldn't have put that big juicy double-double on the table like that without the wrapper. I told you to keep it on the wrapper. Mindy, you can actually say we're doing great every 10 minutes or just laugh like that every 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you're doing great. Melissa, do you think they're doing great?
Say it, Melissa.
It sounds amazing.
Really?
I've never heard such a well-put-together podcast in my life.
Thank you.
Wow.
And it's she does some pretty good podcasts, oral stimulation.
My God.
I'm sure. Let's say it a couple more times. What night of the week is that?
Wednesday night.
At 9 to 10. You can call in and have phone sex live on the air
with
her.
For free?
I will ask you all kinds
That's
of
amazing.
Questions.
Oh, my gosh. Melissa.
That's amazing.
John is now booked for every Wednesday.
No, I'm thinking. The wheels are spinning.
All these years I've wasted on chat roulette. Really. And I could have been calling in here on Wednesday night.
Peter, I actually feel bad for not carpooling with you tonight. I'm going to pick you up just for this.
It's all right. I walked the 3 miles to get here.
$5.
And that, you know, I should say something. I mean, I really thought by you asking me to do this, I thought there would be a car service.
No.
That would something.
I will send a cab, but you have to pay for it.
And if my agent hears about this, when I talk to her about this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Did you have to walk here? Stephanie Horowitz from State Farm.
No, he didn't walk here.
Do you really have an agent?
Yes.
Yeah, Stephanie Horowitz, State Farm.
What's more important?
Horowitz. I love it.
Yes, no, I am actually, represented. I do have an agent, which is nice.
Good for you.
You know, although it's not gotten me a bit of work.
Well, Robert's agent is cut out of movies.
I was working on a hit Lifetime show yesterday, which was...
You did a lot. Oh, but you were working on it as a crew member, yeah?
No.
Ooh.
Background.
Oh, no. But you've never done background. It's a first,
it's
right?
It's something I just started.
Because it was
something,
times are tough. Thing.
Times are tough, baby.
Shit.
You got to do some dirty things.
So what have you acted in?
Yeah, we've done my resume.
Absolutely nothing.
Peter, really? Come on.
Trust.
Trust.
What's trust?
This is a small independent film that you and I did.
Oh, my God. We did a 48-hour film festival years
phenomenal.
Ago.
It was a huge success. We got third place in it.
Melissa, you love this. Great. I don't know why, but just you'll love it anyway. We all love Peter. Peter, we did this movie, this 48-hour film festival within 48 hours. I think we won some awards for it.
We did. Second or third place?
Second or third place.
We wound up going on to that next round and did that next little
We got pudding. I think we got Jell-O pudding as our gift.
We got pudding.
Half eaten,
which is also, I think, the name of oral simulation time show.
Half pudding,
you know, that they do about halfway through the production.
We got pudding.
Through oral simulation, they go, "All right, folks, it's that time of the night where it's we got pudding."
We got pudding,
and they go from there in that part of the show.
It's Peter played against type, a pot-headed pimp.
It was so hard for me to get into that character.
Well, the pimp part, was difficult because he wasn't used to having ladies around.
I've been running the biggest underground cat hooker prostitution ring.
Your cat is busy. You might find your
since
cat.
Since 2002. All right. I've got a hot market on there. All right. Look me up on Catster.
Melissa, can you use cats on your show?
Can we use cats? Well, there is a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
That's there it is.
Stephanie is offended. Sorry, Stephanie just woke up. Sorry about that. I shook the table.
She's got her travel size rum bottle and she keeps tapping it over, thinking, is this empty already?
Yes,
in her Justin Bieber flask.
Justin Bieber. I just got back from his birthday party.
Melissa, did you see that thing about Justin Bieber?
Are you really friends with that guy?
No, God, no.
Okay. He's friends with Robert's friends with Shia LaBeouf.
I hear he's a drummer. I want to challenge Justin Bieber to a drum off.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Shia LaBeouf.
We were for a second.
He has no talent.
Next week. He's a no-good son of a bitch. I'll say it right now. Call in, Shalai. I will take you on. I've got pent up anger for that guy.
Wow. Oh, you want to fight someone?
He wants to fight an 18-year-old kid.
We should have a real street brawl here live at Skid Row Studios. That's one thing we haven't had yet. We have lesbian fisting and then a street brawl. Yeah, like Melissa, what do you think? Should we have a street brawl live on
the air? I think you and I should do some oil wrestling.
Yeah! Wow.
See, I would tune in on that.
And then we'll go into the street brawl.
Okay.
I love it.
Still oiled up. It would be tough to catch
I once had a girl fight, but I really like, I love fighting, but I don't hate anybody. So me and my friend,
get the aggression out.
Me and my friend decided we were going to have a girl fight and we were just going to like all out, like go for it. Right.
Yeah. Was but there oil?
There wasn't oil, but it's funny because we didn't have anything to fight about. So we made this plan. It was before we started drinking, and our friend who lived at the house, who was going to be home at like 11 when he got off work, whenever he walked in the door, we were going to drop what we were doing and we were going to fight.
That's great.
Wow.
So yeah, so we kept getting drunk, we kept getting wasted, and he walks in the door, and I reach over and I just grab her and I throw her out the couch, and her glasses go flying. I just go for it.
Wow.
And then we fought like we were pissed, but we weren't. It was just fun.
And was there bloodshed?
There wasn't blood. I pinned her though.
Did you break her glasses?
I want your friend to call in now. I feel like
oh,
I want to see her side of it. That'd be awesome.
The girl.
This
fight.
Is why
the
you need to have cameras in this studio. You know, I mean, because you just there's no words out there that can describe it.
There's a camera. Pete's actually lubing up now. He's oiling up for some sort of a brawl.
Is that camera on during Oral Simulation Wednesday nights?
Yeah,
on Skid Row Radio.
You can check out pictures. Don't you have a Facebook, Melissa?
Oh, yeah, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got email, we've got it all.
Jesus, what do we
have? Yeah, there's some nice pictures.
We have like six mics.
What's the Facebook?
In a Coke. I have a Coke Zero.
Six mics.
In a Coke Zero.
In a Coke Zero.
That's all we've got.
We don't have six turntables.
That should be your next rap. Yeah.
What's too soon?
Six too MCs soon. And a bottle of Coke.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. And oil.
Wow.
Gotta be oil.
We have gotten so far off track.
There's really no off track. It's not like I had an agenda. I had a couple of things, I guess. I said them.
I got your complete dossier before.
Is it dossier or dossier? Melissa, what's the correct usage?
I would go dossier. What were you guys talking about tonight?
I have no fucking clue.
Can someone else say fuck so I'm not the only one?
Nope.
Okay.
I think I said fuck several times.
Robert King.
I'm not allowed to. It's against my religion.
Because you're wearing your universal fucking hat.
Am I really?
There's no FCC oversight here, so you can say fuck and shit and AIDS as much as you want.
Did you say AIDS?
What? Yeah.
No.
Excellent.
I didn't know that was held by the FCC.
I didn't know that wasn't FCC.
Mindy,
it's offensive. I'm trying to be offensive.
Your AIDS blood.
Mindy, it's been 10 minutes. I haven't heard anything.
Oh, by the way, guys, you're really doing great.
Oh, thank you. Thank God.
Oh, man, you're really making me feel special right now. Are we on track? Do we actually have?
No, we're fine.
Is that like our fourth one or third one? What are we at?
Melissa, what's going on? What are you doing on a Saturday night?
I'm waiting for my date to get here.
Oh. What are the plans tonight?
We're going to go to a wine bar.
Oh, I didn't even have to ask.
Wine bar.
The lovely San Antonio Winery. I hear that place is high class.
I don't know.
Are you going on a date, Melissa? Are you going to have some sexual steamy gossip for Wednesday night?
Moral stimulation for Wednesday night.
I hope so.
I'm going to ask you about this date on Wednesday, and I need details.
Maybe you're going to make all the other guys jealous.
No, we already are. Melissa.
I have a cat and peanut butter. I get by just fine. Thank you very much.
That was actually Stephanie who said that. Melissa, what are your hopes for the evening after the wine bar?
Oh, gosh, you just showed up at the door. Okay, what are my hopes for the evening?
What are your dreams, your hopes, and desires for tonight?
It took 3 dates before this guy even kissed me.
You've been on 3 dates already. Is he Mormon?
That's so sweet.
Can I say Mormon?
He seems like such a nice guy.
Okay, I wasn't sure. 3 dates. So now...
Wait, he's here?
Now he's going to get into the really creepy shit.
We can't talk then. We can't say...
Shh, everyone be quiet.
Melissa,
he's
have
there.
An awesome date.
Yeah. Oh my God, Melissa. Let's hear from Melissa. We're going to listen in Wednesday night to find out what happened, Melissa.
You know what? I'll talk about it. I will say that in the very opening. I'll let you guys know every detail of everything that happened.
Better.
Oh my gosh.
Now I want it to be Wednesday.
Just imagine Pete with his cat sitting with a jar of peanut butter at his computer.
A huge bag of cheese puffs.
And an erection.
A jar of peanut butter.
Then you have to call in and tell us about the cheese puff peanut butter.
A little bit of Theonius Monk playing in the background.
We should turn the camera on them on Wednesday. It sounds like it's going to be a lot more interesting.
It's not really. You haven't seen
Peter. I'm picturing a penis covered in peanut butter with then a bunch of cheese balls like stuck all around it. So it's like a dialect from like Doctor Who.
Well, the color from the Cheetos turns my fingers orange. So then that gets...
So you'll see the cat with orange fingerprints all over her vagina.
You know.
Cat vagina. Cheeto cat vagina.
You have a tabby cat. Okay, good.
So much for the Bieber story.
Oh, man.
This is better.
You don't know how much that Chester the Cheetos turns me on. The kind of fun I could have with that guy on a Saturday night.
Melissa, have fun tonight.
Yeah, have a good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Hope you get an oral simulation.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, Mindy. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye, Mindy.
Bye.
Oh, you're staying, Mindy. I hope you're staying. I don't know how to turn off the lights in here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I hear you.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Hey, I was going to ask Peter a question.
He's popular tonight.
I'm always here.
I'll leave.
Seeing how you have so many magical voices... Yeah. Are you a fan of prank phone calls?
Ooh.
Oh. You know, I always respect the good old Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
Those guys are
legends. Yeah.
No one did it better quite than those guys. I think I was probably about 13 the first time I heard
Do you ever make prank phone calls?
You know, long years ago, I've gotten past that stuff.
Who do you want them to call?
You know.
No, here's the deal. I have a show on Tuesday nights called The Hot Box, and it's three stoner chicks.
Right.
Are they oiled?
I'm already in.
Towards the end of the month, we're having a prank call special where we're getting like a room full of the funniest people we know, and we're just going to like prank call Denny's.
So hold on a second. So wait a minute. You want Peter?
Well, I don't know. Like, have the voices.
Listen, Mindy, I did the voice of Beverly Hills Chihuahua, too.
Antonio. Which, like I said, what happened
Beverly
to you
Hills
in the third
Chihuahua?
One?
I can do.
He was a German Shepherd.
I can do my own Wilson for you.
Oh, wow, God, here we go.
It's crazy. It's far out. It's
cool.
Come on, I'll call any. Hey, you just want a date with me. Come meet me at the In-N-Out.
Where's the gong?
I can't do any of these.
Wow. You can do that kid from Holes.
I can do
it. Well, let's keep in touch because, we're having April 19th.
April 19th.
Peter, you got to come and do some voices.
Prank show.
Do your short Jewish man impression.
Oh, that's the one I do almost every day. So, you know, it's nice outside, a little bit humid, but I'd like to be nice if, you know, the kids would call a little bit.
Stephanie is swooning next to me. She's staring at you like when she watches The Princess Bride right now. She's staring at you like you're like a gigantic, I
do that
know.
To people.
Oh, my God.
I do that to people.
Are you hung like a horse or what?
I'm Jewish. Everyone knows the myth about that. Come on. Ghost Jews and then African Americans.
Wow.
It's the lineage on big penises.
I thought it was the Asians and then.
No.
Yeah, I went there. There's
you're going the other direction.
There's no
I'm
FCC.
Doing everything I can to try to be a rabble rouser right now.
You are, man.
Exactly.
You came over, you just hit the show with lightning and power. It's amazing.
Now we're here.
You're electric.
Now you're getting started. You're quitting Queen on me? I thought you were going to go into a little bohemia.
I don't know what the hell that was saying. What was in the soda that they sold me?
What?
What was in the soda that the 7-Eleven gave me? This is Keith's 7-Eleven, so who knows what the fuck they're selling in there? I don't know.
I was in a store.
I always eat their pizza.
Like
even
in the store.
Like the shittiest pizza ever.
We ran into you 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was piling on the jalapenos to make it taste like something other than
I've
cardboard.
Seen that 7-Eleven
other
pizza.
Other than homeless man
so
hands.
Tempted.
That have been touching the food in those cases. They should
they can't get to they can't get to that food.
I don't know.
I mean, while we were in 7-Eleven, as we were leaving, did you hear the guy being like, "That's enough water. It's enough water."
Yeah, he was yelling at him.
He was like yelling at the guy because he had like one of those like instant noodles type thing, and he was like trying to put water on it. He was like, "That's enough water." Like as if water isn't.
Well, he yelled at Mindy. That's enough jalapenos.
He did.
That's enough jalapenos. No,
usually
Mindy.
I put the nacho cheese. I take total advantage and like pile all the free cheese on my pizza.
Free cheese.
That's what it's all about. That's why
it's
we live in
cheese,
America.
Put it on everything. Put it on your burrito. Put it on your donuts.
The hot dogs.
It should be a condiment.
Your hot dog. It should be a condiment.
It says
it should
free
be at every table in America.
Purchase.
Free with food, because if they didn't put free with food, all the homeless people would be getting hot cheese in their hands. Or
just
their
be
cat.
Filling up their pockets.
Their cat would be eating hot cheese.
Just opening up their jacket pocket and just spooning it in one after another.
Cat.
You know? No, but 7-Eleven, they're notorious for wonderful people. You know? I mean, the
well,
people
we like to walk around 10 or 15 minutes before we come onto the show because there's so many.
It's our routine.
It's a routine now because it's almost fresh air except for the urine in our nostrils. Because it's
tough.
Hipster dog
to get through that. Hipster dog.
It's a dog.
That's what downtown is full of, because there's so many hipsters that live up in the
lofts.
The lofts, and there's nowhere for their dogs to pee.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
No, it's not hipster piss. It's hipster dog piss.
Hipster dog.
What's
piss.
The difference between a Beverly Hills dog and a hipster dog? I don't know. It's not a joke. I'm just asking.
Another Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
No,
reference?
It's not. I didn't even mean to say that.
Is it back? Is it back? Beverly Hills.
I didn't mean to. I just said Beverly Hills or
who was not welcome back in the third movie.
Drive dogs. I don't know. Listen, I only use it to get into rides at Disneyland.
It works so well. And it really is.
It did once.
Like, you kids know Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Is that how you lure children into the back of your
van? That's
bag?
What I do. And I give them free cheese from 7-Eleven. I stuck up on that because kids love free cheese. And a guy
Nacho
who says,
cheese.
I'm Antonio
Nacho
the dog.
I'm Antonio.
The kids love it.
They do.
Love it.
Stephanie is always mortified when we go to Disneyland. She's like, don't go up there and do that fucking thing to get us. Wait. You can go in without waiting?
But it works. I witness you do it.
Wait, what's the queue line? 45 minutes? Yeah, go do it. Go. Yeah. You were in the film. I'll vouch for you. I got screenshots on my phone.
So you were in a Disney film?
My voice was in it.
Are we allowed to say that?
But it helps you get into Disneyland?
It did not in, because I'm a season pass holder. It helps me.
John and I are Disneyland season pass lovers.
We are. Peter and I. There's some stories there for next
times.
Week.
But I haven't been to Disneyland. Together.
For shame.
Well,
for shame.
I've lived here
like
3 years.
That's terrible.
Well, I went when I was like 5, but I don't remember much.
It counts.
A lot's changed. They
Nothing
got rid
changed.
Of they got rid
I just
of,
like to sit on a bench and cry.
You can't get in.
Can now, you sneak weed into Disneyland? Because that kind of
let's talk after the show.
We sneak Peter into let's Disneyland, and he has show. Weed in his pockets. Does that count?
Hey, you know what? There's kids listening to this.
Okay. There's not.
I don't.
There really isn't.
This is, if there is,
what happens if I run for
I would
run
love
for Senate one day?
Kid just being like, oh, this is how life is. This
exactly.
is what this is. Oh,
this is what
oh,
I have
okay.
to look forward to.
This is what I'm doing later.
Stay young, kids.
We were so poor. I lived in Orlando for a few years in the '90s when I was in my teens, and I'm 25 now, and
yes,
we had
are.
No money, so we would literally ride the monorail between parks. We couldn't get into the parks. They cost money, but you could
That's
ride
so
the
sad.
Monorails for free. But here's the thing. The driver up front had the cool, like, the driver box or the driver car, and he let us sit up front with him, and we would just drive and sit
and
on the monorail for, like, an hour because it was a ride.
How many children did you push out of the way to get to the front of the monorail? I've been waiting 10 minutes to get to the front here. You'll
Make
wait till the next
foundation.
Fucking run.
It was free. Okay. Or we'd ride the ferry over because that
go
was
get
free.
A bunch of packets of mayonnaise.
They don't like it when you fish off the ferry because you shouldn't bring rod and reel to the Disney World
they
ferry.
They frown upon that.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
come into that.
So anyway, yes, I did this voice for this German Shepherd. And Keith Coogan, the star of the show, he came over. We had a big premiere at my house.
You know how many dreams I had as a kid of being one of the kids in Toy Soldiers?
Oh, he's
how many times
right
when
here.
I was a kid, like, you know, how I was like, I think I would have hung with those guys. I think I could have taken them down.
Keith was the black one.
I would have grabbed that guy by the ponytail.
Keith was the black guy with the glasses. Yes.
Exactly.
Not many people know that.
No.
They think he's the other kid with the breath thing.
The asthma
controller. The Lord of the Flies? What are we talking about? Is that Piggy?
When
my
boyfriend found out that Keith, like who Keith was and stuff, the first thing he did, he had Keith sign his Fox and the Hound VHS.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Keith signed
too.
Keith signed my chest once. It was awkward.
It was a little bit weird.
It was weird, but he did it. And he wrote, "The dishes are done" on my left buttock.
In quotes,
the one time I met Jennifer Love Hewitt and asked if I could sign her breasts.
Jennifer Love Hewitt,
she's got those. You've seen those things, huh?
Yeah.
Oof,
not in person.
I did.
You did. Well, you're not a tall man, so you were probably eye to eye.
You're ruining the whole image, man. These people.
No one fucking believes you're 6 foot one or 6 foot four.
And now
That's
you're
Stephanie.
Killing it. Damn it. All right. And I'm 4'11".
You are. Are you really 4'11"? How tall are you for real?
96 pounds. So
you are not 96. Well, you're 96 now because you haven't eaten in a week.
And the beard helps. the beard adds a little bit of weight.
There
the
is free 50. Cheese at 7-Eleven.
It's amazing what a slice of cheese with a little bit of crushed pepper on it can do for a meal.
Well, Mindy recommends the jalapenos.
Ooh.
Anything to make it spicy.
And I've seen that 7-Eleven pizza, you know, and it's one of those things that I'm like, should I take it?
They usually don't cook it all the way.
I turned
to
Jerry Lewis for a second.
Coldness.
Because we were
a fingernail and a slice I had. What's that?
Oh, we were considering it.
We were considering it.
I was
looks
not.
Good. It no, looks looked. Actually decent, and that's what's shocking.
It did. Yeah. I said the same thing. I said it looks so
like, I'm
good.
Like, it looks
but it doesn't
good.
Taste like that.
Huh.
I'm you know, nothing ever does. Think about that for a while, people.
Nothing ever does? Oh. Have you listened to the show? Oh, we have a caller.
Wow,
two in a night.
Stop it. No,
hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who are you? Who am I talking to?
Zoolander.
Oh, no.
The one and only?
Zoolander, Stephanie's lover.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Stephanie's roommate, Zoolander.
Her name is
Zulema, and I call her Zoolander.
Wait,
that's
Zoolander?
Right.
Yeah, Zoolander, what do you think of the show? Right, wait, I'm sorry, hold on. Can you hold on 1 second, Zoolander? Mindy, I think it's been 10 minutes.
Oh, wonderful, guys. Do you know how wonderful you're doing tonight?
Mindy, thank you.
Zoolander, what do you think of the show tonight? Is Stephanie funny? You know she left 10 minutes ago, right?
Well, the snippets that I've heard, it's pretty
snippets?
Good.
What are you listening to the Wednesday night show on
That's
a
pretty
rerun?
Good.
What's happening?
How would you compare it to Cats?
Oh, my God. This is a Cats-themed show.
It has really been. You're right. I didn't even think about it.
Was transcendent. So wait,
did you? Is that
cry
a new
like
word?
A baby.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Transcendence?
I don't know.
Zoolander.
Don't worry.
Oh, she is brilliant. She's funny. Zoolander.
She was pretty. I was like, that's so sad. She's pretty. She uses big words, but we don't know what they mean.
She has a nice personality.
She's a very nice
She's got a
personality.
Great personality.
Yeah, we're talking about the Wednesday show now.
Yeah, exactly. Just like our show. Yeah. Our show's got a great personality. Not
Zoolander.
Much substance. Not much to look at. But it's got a great personality.
We don't fucking know.
We don't know.
Zoolander, say fuck, because I've never heard you say it, and I want someone else to say it with me.
You're not
going to
bleep me out, are you?
No. This is
totally
not
acceptable.
Controlled.
No.
Say fuck. Say the word. Use the word fuck like I fucking hate you, Peter.
Hey, I get that on a daily basis from creditors and friends alike.
I'm sorry, Zoolander. Go ahead.
Fuck.
Well, that was a great sentence.
That was
short
wonderful.
And sweet.
I think fuck can be a sentence.
Do you want to talk to fucking Stephanie? She's right here.
I'm here.
Oh.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, dear. Thanks for calling.
Oh, of course. How's your promising career as a radio show host?
You tell me. I don't know.
Do you guys want to make this a personal call outside? We got like 3 minutes, a little bit of 3 minutes left. Do you guys want to talk about rent or anything? Or is it all cool? You guys paid up on bills?
Is the Wi-Fi back up?
Is the Wi-Fi's been down?
The Wi-Fi is terrible.
It's been awful.
It's
which
terrible
is why
everywhere. Let's talk about that, how there's like no
Let's
good internet
Let's talk about Wi-Fi. What's up with that?
We're in Los Angeles and no Wi-Fi.
There's absolutely no good Wi-Fi.
Makes no sense at all. It's like a good tailor. You just can't find one.
Is that why you've only heard bits and pieces of the show? Because it's not good Wi-Fi.
It just stops every so often.
It's like I heard something about blowjobs, so I decided to call in.
Blowjobs and peanut
Holes,
butter.
I just, yeah.
Sorry, Zoolander, please continue. There was a big pause there.
No, that's all right.
So you called
you know,
in?
The struggle.
Oh,
the struggle
Zoolander.
Los Angeles.
You got to listen every week now.
I'm going to, you know what? I'll commit. I'll do it.
You know, Stephanie's going to be in a wrestling portion of another show Wednesday night. So if you're missing your Crisco in the kitchen, chances are Stephanie has it or is wearing it.
Wow.
Wednesday night.
Okay.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Don't
Wednesday night.
Tune in.
10 o'clock.
Can we, Mindy, can we get Stephanie on Wednesday night with you and with Melissa?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Though.
9 o'clock.
Oh, it's 9.
O'clock.
It's 9.
9.
We failed.
9 to 10.
Terrible promotion.
Wednesdays.
Don't tell your school children,
Carl's
Stephanie, that
no,
you teach and you educate that, you know, Mrs. B, why are you all sticky today? Why are you?
There's a very strange sheen going on in your
hand. You are shiny today, Ms. B.
And I don't know why you're so slippery when you shake your hands.
Let's do crafts.
Why did you? What is
Everything
going
is just,
on?
Just go ahead and grab your paintbrush and it slips right out. Oh, grab that right
Look,
there.
Look, Miss B slid right under the door. That's amazing.
She's done.
Zoolander,
this
I think she's done. She's laughing or
it.
She passed out.
Stephanie is down for the night, folks. There it is.
This has gone horribly wrong.
I think it went well.
It was wonderful.
It's our first time filling in.
Mindy, thank you.
Wonderful.
You
know?
Oh, Mindy,
you.
It hasn't even
I
been 10 minutes.
Right. That was a premature
thank
thing.
Thank you.
Is Dennis
you
with
you?
You
guys were great.
Bless your hearts.
Aww.
Bless your heart, Zoolander.
Oh, isn't she sweet?
Thank you.
Zoolander, thank you for calling. You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you for having me.
Don't forget, Stephanie. Stephanie, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that was so convincing.
I'm gonna tune in.
All right, for the viewers.
Again.
Okay, because to the viewers who don't, or the viewers, if you're viewing the show,
we're not viewing.
Tell us how the fuck you're doing it.
Ustream.com/Skid Row Studios.
There you go.
Hey,
Ustream.com.
You are terrible.
Slash, oh, you guys are on Ustream.
There you go.
We are really right now.
Stephanie is 5'9".
I don't know if it's up running.
I don't even know if we're live or not.
We have no idea
if we're actually live.
You're live.
We have 47 seconds left.
I can't believe it's over already.
Bye, guys.
Bye, dear.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys, two quick things.
Go ahead, real quick, Robert.
Wars and Surbear Bank. Those two things I'll be working on in the next couple of
months. What is that?
We'll talk about it next week. And a short film.
Oh, yeah? What are they called?
Surbear Bank and Wand Wars.
Okay, Peter, anything for you?
I've been doing some finger painting, and I'll be doing
Stephanie,
some
Stephanie, anything from you?
Happy birthday, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, Daniel Craig's birthday today. Stephanie wants to oil up with him. I've got really nothing coming up except for a 1600 pin, which I have no idea when that will air. But it's called Game Theory. I think it was supposed to air next Thursday, but it might be on the following week. So there you go. Mindy, do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, well, check out, if you like the Melvins, the Hot Box just interviewed Dale Crover, the epic drummer. And you can find that online.
Mindy's an awesome drummer. But thanks, 55 guys. Seconds. Are we done?
You guys, are you ready for the rock
theme song?
We're
ready to go out. Hey, Keith Coogan, if you're listening,
we hope we do
be well, man. Hope you're having fun with the Dalai Lama.